Money word problems. Many kids let word problems scare them, but don't let that happen to you. Some word problems are actually very easy. You just need to think carefully about the situation and determine what makes sense to do. Don't forget to ask yourself if your answer makes sense. This can often help you catch a mistake, such as if you added instead of subtracted. Tips for word problems. Identify what the problem is asking you to find. Think through the situation. Decide if you need to add, subtract, multiply, or divide. Ask yourself if your answer makes sense. Examples. Alicia is selling bracelets for $3.50 each. If she sells 8 bracelets, how much money will she make? When we think about the situation, we realize she'll make $3.50 each time she sells a bracelet. And if she sells 8 of them, that's $3.50 8 times. Can you tell whether we should add, subtract, multiply, or divide? Well, we need to find what is $3.50 8 times, so we'll multiply. $28. Does this answer make sense? Yes, it's reasonable that 8 bracelets would be worth $28. If we had divided and gotten 44 cents, we would realize 44 cents is less than what one bracelet costs, and that answer doesn't make sense. Brandon's dad took his family out to eat. The meals cost $34.95, and the tax is $2.10. His dad also wants to leave a tip of $7. What is the total cost of the meal? The word total is a big clue about whether we should add, subtract, multiply, or divide. But you can also just think about it. He paid $34.95, then $2.10, and $7 more. What should we do? We need to add $34.95 plus $2.10 plus $7. $44.05. Is this a reasonable answer? Yes, if we estimate, the cost is around $35 plus $2 plus $7, which is $44. Our answer is very close to this. Isaiah wants to buy a new sweatshirt that costs $28.95. He has already saved $23.80. How much more money does he need? He already has $23.80 and needs $28.95. We need to figure out how far apart these amounts are. Should we add, subtract, multiply, or divide. We need to subtract. $28.95 minus $23.80. $5.15. Does this answer make sense? Yes, if he gets about $5 more, he'll have the money he needs. Take a look at the summary of the lesson.